Solution today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. This show is originating from Toronto, Ontario at the Cambridge House Investment Conference. You know, the thing that's really great about these conferences is it allows me to touch bases with people in the industry who have nothing but my utmost respect. Love to have them come on the program, and one of those gentlemen is with me right now, Frank Holmes. Frank, thanks for taking some time.
Thank you for the wonderful introduction.
You know, we had a fellow on the show last week. We were talking about the correlation between financial markets and politics. And his thesis was, in reality, people should separate the two. I'm not sure that I really believe that's the case. As a successful investor, money manager, et cetera, what does Frank Holmes think?
No, I think they're very much entwined, especially when if you're a real historian and you go back and you look at the Old Testament, that 10th commandment is, thou shalt not covet. And right now there's coveting of anyone that's successful in any form, in particular financial, in any form or fashion. So it's very much politics and policies are against that group, those people that show that overachievement.
Frank, where do you think we're heading? You've got a lot of friends who are very, very well-known politicians. Former President Bill Clinton is a friend of yours, et cetera. You've traveled around the world with the guy. What's Frank Holmes' opinion? Where do you think we're headed as a nation? And let's talk about, number one, the political side of it. And then let's get you back in the next segment, and we'll talk about the business side of it. Starting with politics, what do you think?
Well, I think it's really important, like investing, is that there's two forms of knowledge. Explicit knowledge, which you learn in a book, and tacit knowledge, which are hand-on experience. President Obama, his explicit knowledge is extraordinary, and his achievements to be the head of the law review for Harvard, I mean, his academic achievements are over the top. His tacit experience, that knowledge he has, is very limited when you take a look at economic engine of free markets and free enterprise. For a guy that's a jock, that loves to play basketball, et cetera, that's all about winning and meritocracy, not mediocrity, that is not just in sports. This thing also fits into the American psychic that makes it so special. President Clinton, he was tutored. He was tutored and supported by Sam Walton. Sam Walton taught him business 101 and getting the lowest cost price and mass distribution. He was also supported and financed by Tyson. Tyson Foods, they taught him Commodities 101. And then Stevens Inc., one of the premier quiet investment banking firm that specialized in mid-tier companies that took Walmart public, and they taught him about capital markets. So President Clinton has many experiences in capital markets and understanding job creation that Obama doesn't. And I think that is a big difference in thought process and policies. And the other thing that's really important is that President Obama has never had a setback. This has been a pretty incredible rise of what he's been able to achieve. And whereas Clinton, he lost being congressman. He lost being, youngest governor ever elected, youngest governor ever thrown out. And he comes back. So he's tremendously resilient.
I think the thing that's interesting about our president right now, and I've gone on the record on the air numerous times, and I've said I truly respect the man. I don't agree with what I believe his agenda is, but as a human being, you can't help but respect the guy. But, what really turned my thinking around about President Obama was a book entitled Game Change. It was the history of the 2008 election. And in that book, I'll tell you, I thought it was pretty well balanced, the book itself. But in that book, they really, really brought out front and center just how smart this guy is. I mean, he beat an incredibly strong political machine when he got the Democratic nomination for president.
He did it, and he's very astute what he did, but he was also, the support and the mechanism of how he attacked Joostra, who's been very significant in resource funding, was just wrong. And the New York Times and the way they play with that. So
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, and so you take a look at he was bringing in his chessboard playing, but I think more important than that, that's the past. He's very smart what he's done. is a wonderful book written by Dominic Moises, and it's called The Geopolitics of Emotions. And what he noticed is that in traveling to the poorest countries in the world, like India, where it is the average person makes less than $200 a month, there's nothing but hope. Hope. And then when he arrives in London after the tube bombings, there's nothing but fear. In America, their policies are a lot on fear. Regulations in every department and everywhere is all about fear management. Whereas China and India and many of these other emerging countries, it's all about hope. And hope instills confidence. And the worst part of these three parts of this book is humiliation. And when a society or a country feels humiliated, that's where terrorists come out of. Because when a husband and wife get a nasty divorce and the wife feels that she's been humiliated, she doesn't care about splitting the property down the middle. She wants that other person to feel tremendous pain and suffering and all the family and friends, etc. And that's what you've got to be careful, because in our micro world, we've experienced it. But what happens when a whole religion or a whole country or etc. feels so humiliated that that they want to turn around to attack? So I'm a big believer that what we need to see in America is a vision of hope.
That's what President Obama, that was his platform, time for a change. You know, and when you talk about change, I mean, I took that as being kind of the word change being synonymous with hope also. And I don't like the changes that have occurred.
That was very much for him. It wasn't for the nation. It was extremely, it comes across now as being self-serving for his idealistic world. And we've gone from, you know, one ideologue, say, it's been argued that Cheney was an ideologue, and that was the big mistake with Bush, was outsourcing his foreign policy to an ideologue. Well, now we have the president is an ideologue on that social. So what is that world is means that they're really not open-minded. It's very narrow in their scope. Scope can be looking north or south, it doesn't matter, but their vision. But America's always a wide peripheral vision of acceptance if you embrace life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If you had this opportunity that in socialistic countries where there's so many policies, that doesn't matter how smart you are, Al. It doesn't matter if you're a great athlete. You're never going to achieve because the system is against you. And America's always about the American dream is the underdog has the opportunity to prevail. That's what I think his book was about.
Okay, and obviously I'd like to read this book, and Big Al will read it, and we'll do a review, for lack of better terms, for you folks on the show. Frank, I want to get to one other thing in the U.S. that's really bothering me right now. It's more than bothering me. It's really, quite frankly, really scaring the dickens out of me. And I'll tell you what that is. On Thursday, there was a quote-unquote debate in Nevada between Harry Reid and Sharon Engel. And Harry Reid appeared at the debate via video, what have you, from Washington, D.C. Sharon was there in person. We actually had physical violence break out at that debate between people in the audience. I have to tell you, that scares the daylights out of me. That type of polarization, in my opinion, is not healthy and is destructive.
Well, we've seen that, you know, earlier. There's a gold standard, effective gold standard in Europe right now, and it's Greece. And Greece has been put on basically the old day of a gold standard. You can't print more money than your deficit or how much gold you own. Well, to be part of the EU, there's rules of how much deficit spending you can have, and the Greeks basically don't want to comply. And when they're told they all of a sudden have to go through an austerity program, then what do? They ride in the streets. And interesting enough, most of those people riding the streets were government unionized workers, and they went and killed three innocent people at banks.
Same thing is going on in France right now. You know, the French government changed the age for their version of Social Security. Boom, you got rioting on that.
So people want a free lunch, and it ain't going to happen. It lends itself with good leadership. Leadership has got to have a sermon, a vision of hope, and how we will find solutions to problems. We are the greatest nation of resolving issues when we actually focus on this idea of growing and improving. Right now, it'll happen. You know, hopefully November 2nd, there'll be lots of change. What's so really, to me, fascinating about the Tea Party is it's not monolithic. It's not one political party. And some could be pro-life, some are not. It's we don't want a whole lot of taxes, and we don't want poor government. And I think that that's an important part of the change that's taking place.
Big Al's going to be right back. I'm going to be talking a little bit more about financial issues.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at diabetichealthsolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy three, get one free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at diabetichealthsolution.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, Big Al's back doing the second segment of this program from the Cambridge House Investment Conference in Toronto, Ontario, continuing my discussion with Frank Holmes. Talked about politics in the last segment. Frank, we have about 8 minutes here. Let's talk a little bit about gold. Let's talk a little bit about investing. Gold is about a week ago touched at $1,300. What do you see for the next 6 or 8 months?
I see that it's really important now to look at, there's a big cycle, and it's called the S-curve. And you go through telecom build-out in the 90s and internet, you know, these huge S-curves. We're halfway through in an S-curve on gold. Governments have no idea about fighting deflation. They're still fighting, worried about inflation, and the battle is deflation. We go from populism of attacking all CEOs in America to attacking anyone in the financial sector and anyone in healthcare. This is a classic historical populism. Next will become geopolitics. As we enter that phase of geopolitics, and this is all, I was at a breakfast last week, a function with a group of CEOs with Niall Ferguson, who wrote a wonderful book called The Ascent of Money. You can get it on PBS. It's an excellent set of video clips on the history of money.
Now, he's also, if I'm not mistaken, he's doing some video for PBS, and I'm assuming that listeners can go to the PBS website and probably source that.
And it's free, and I highly recommend it. I bought the CDs for employees to watch, the DVDs at the office. But what happens is you just go through these S-curves, you go through these phases, and it's a recognize that gold is in these countries. When we take a look at the E7 versus the G7, our E7 countries are the seven most populated countries in the world versus the G7, which is the seven most biggest economic force in the world. What's really fascinating, Al, is that the G7 is 50% of the world's GDP, but only 10% of population. The E7, the seven most populated emerging countries, are 50% of the world's population and 15% of GDP. Well, what's different is in 1971, China and India, which is 38% of the world's population, had no global footprint. They're 1% of GDP.
Boy, has that changed.
It's changed. And you know what they give for gifts? They give gold. They give gold. They give a gram of gold, an ounce of gold, 24 karat gold. They're the price takers. So as their GDP per capita is rising, it's just natural for gold demand to grow. And we just finished the season of Ramadan. And that's gold giving. Now we're getting ready for wedding season in India, but the big season of lights called the Diwali season, huge gold consumption, gold giving. And then we go into Christmas time, and then we have the Chinese New Year. So they're the price takers. The next part is the price makers, people that believe that governments are printing money faster than they're creating productive output. Well, that's growing dramatically, but the gold supply of our mines is falling. So that makes the gold price, makers are saying, we got to be long gold in your portfolio, in your investments. So a 5% weighting, you're seeing gold consumption basically growing. And the tipping point was last year when India said, we're going to own gold in addition to dollars and sterling and euros because we're trading with these countries. So here you have an emerging poor country wanting not just to own dollars and pounds and sterling. They want 5% to gold. This is a big, big sea change. Now, just recently, another poor country that we buy a lot of your shirts from, Bangladesh. They're exporting shirts to America. They want to own some gold. Russia started this in 2005 when gold was under 500. They put 5% of their oil trading into gold. Now they're putting in the Canadian dollar. So I think you could turn around and see the Canadian dollar and gold go through a new price level.
I want to ask your opinion about something. A number of years ago, probably 3 or 4 years ago, the Chinese, pardon me for not knowing the date exactly, let's say 3 years ago, the Chinese government came out and said, okay, it's just fine for individuals to hold gold as an investment, as a form of savings, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, the next year after that, China officially became the world's largest gold-producing country, okay, which it still is today. China, it's my understanding today, the Chinese individuals and the Chinese government are buying a lot of gold. Now, maybe this is being simplistic, but I've had a lot of experience doing business with Chinese over the past 20, 25 years when I was a director of a bank involving Chinese folks. And I'll tell you, one thing I learned is, number one, those guys are so far ahead of the curve, it's scary. Do they know something, in your opinion?
Well, I just think it's prudent to diversify. And,
but a lot of Americans aren't doing that.
No, they don't. And the largest gold holdings is the Federal Reserve. So it's amazing psychology on Wall Street, and most of them are anti-gold, except for now recently some hedge funds have become bullish on gold. They've been anti-gold. If I do some of these TV programs, you can see, you'll quite often interview, oh, tell me about gold again. And I'm sorry, I've been telling you since 250, and it's now, you know, hitting 1300. Like, what do you want? You missed this whole equation. So I think that there's still this pervasive misunderstanding of gold. It's not a Democrat or a Republican thesis. It is just good, sound economic thesis. And whenever you have huge deficit spending and you have negative real interest rates, gold goes up. So here,
right,
it just goes up in that country's currency. And right now it looks like they're going to fight deflation. It's going to continue trying to fight deflation, by keeping rates low. Gold becomes more and more attractive.
Okay, here's the interesting question. We've got about 3 minutes left here. Here's the interesting question. Long term, you know, and you and I both know that long term, we're not talking 6 months or a year and a half or 2 years. We're talking long term. What's your opinion on the price of gold over the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, if we went back to the gold standard days, the Bretton Woods II, which had a ratio of your money supply and your gold reserves, gold would be valued at almost $50,000 an ounce today. We're not that case.
No, not even close.
If we were to go back to, since 1971, money supply numbers, gold would be over $5,000 an ounce. If gold was to go back to its inflation-adjusted 1980 prices, because many of the commodities of oil, etc., have all gone through, gold would be at $2,300 an ounce. So I think that gold can double over the next 5 years. That means it's going to grow at a 15% compounded rate. The magic is to buy it and rebalance each year. The best time to be buying is historically been in the spring. Is the best time, and also August, the beginning of August, because you get these seasonal surges. Right now we're part of that surge. Gold can trade up another $100. What historically has happened, Al, is that India stops buying the price for jewelry. Then it corrects, and then they come and buy. So they're very price sensitive on corrections, and they've created an underlying support for the commodity as jewelry giving. And now, in addition to that, we have this printing of money. I think the governments are going to have to continue to print the money. They
of
haven't given back the tarp money.
There is no way that they cannot print money without us having a huge economic disaster, not only in the United States, but around the world. And that is a real pickle to be in, my friend.
And the dilemma right now politically is to keep attacking all. I mean, so many CEOs are working so hard. They're working 60, 70 hours a week to keep employment, keep their business up. And they're all being branded as being bad and evil. So what that does is stops spending. I think the government will wake up and you're going to see lots of spending.
We're going to see lots of spending.
You're going to see gold trade higher with it.
Oh, I think you're definitely going to see gold trade higher. Listen, if Frank Holmes says, and let me tell you, this guy is one of the top people in our industry. Listen to what he says. He does know what he's talking about. If you want to know more about Frank and his company, click on the banner on our website. We'll get you all the information you want. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you have to admit, Frank Holmes is a very interesting guy. Another interesting guy, actually, that is with me right now, shared the spotlight with Frank. They were both quoted on the front page of the business section of USA Today just a few days back. David Morgan of the Silver Investor. David has been appearing on our show for a long, long time, one of my original guests. Got nothing but respect for this guy. David, thanks for joining me.
Al, it's always great to be with you.
Okay, here's my question. We are in the midst right now of some real political turmoil in the United States. At the same time, we are witnessing what I think is arguably the strongest upward movement in the price of precious metals. Let's talk politics first, and then let me get you to opine a little bit on your views on the direction of silver. Overall, you like what's going on politically in our country?
No, I think we've gotten away from our core values quite some time ago, and you know, I've been a student of the market and geopolitics for most of my life, probably 30 years. I think I read None Dare Call a Conspiracy back when I was about 18. But point being that politically, I think both parties have blended into semi-socialist parties in the United States.
Even the Republicans? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do. I don't think that there's really a big difference between either party. In my view, you ask my opinion, that's my thoughts. Look,
yeah.
The Democrats are like, don't tax and spend, and the Republicans are don't tax and spend, and they're both spending money that doesn't exist.
Yes, I can't disagree with that. Now, but let's talk about that a little bit. The Republicans came out last Thursday with a platform where they basically stated that a new deal, I mean, obviously not their words, but, you know, we have a new situation. Here's what we're proposing. We're talking about cutting government spending significantly. We are talking about, along those lines, repealing the health care situation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. My feeling is that that's just eyewash. I don't, they're not specific enough in my mind as to what they want to do.
Okay, you took some of the words out of my mouth. Just look, if you go back and look at like the Graham-Rudman bill, and then you look at the balanced budget amendment, and all these things that were going to, you know, prevent the situation that we are currently in, none of them took effect. Certainly they were passed, and then they repass a bill that says, well, we're actually not going to do what we said we're going to do. And that's a typical politician these days. The only way you're going to get where you need to go is by putting your foot down and actually committing to something. And this is something that the political mainstream can't do on either side of the House, Republican or Democrat, as far as I'm concerned. What we need is a strong leader, and we haven't had one for a very, very long time in the United States.
You know, I have to tell you, an interesting thing that happened to me. I was over in Idaho about a month ago doing a site visit to Premium Exploration, a company that you know, and Dan Pacini was there from San Francisco along with my friend Marshall Barrell, and both these guys are, as I am, well, I'm much more independent than they are, but they're dyed-in-the-wool Republicans, you know, 100%, and they both said what we're missing right now is somebody who has the guts to stand up and tell it like it is. We don't have any strong leaders right now.
No, we don't. I mean, I think Ron Paul definitely tells it like it is. I think he's willing to stand up and talk to, you know, Chairman Bernanke and explain to the American public, if they'll listen, what's going on financially. But we don't have any leadership that's at a high level like a president or Speaker of the House or anyone along those lines that will stand up and say, we have really got a problem. And our problem is we've spent ourselves into the corner. We cannot get out of this without a lot of pain and a lot of, you know, cutting to the bone activities that are required for the maintenance of the, you know, well-being of the citizenry of the United States of America. And no one's going to stand up and say that because it's politically incorrect. And that's what we need. We need someone strong enough. And I think the American people, in my belief system, it's my opinion that, would actually like somebody to stand up and really tell it like it is, because most of people have something to lose.
Isn't that what the Tea Party's trying to do? Isn't that the voice that they're trying to shout out in the wilderness, so to speak, right now?
I think they are, and I probably am pretty sympathetic with a lot of the views, but the problem I see it, and excuse me for being so darn cynical, but I've studied history fairly well. And any time you see a groundswell movement like that, what normally has happened in the past and probably will happen in the future is that it'll get infiltrated, and all of a sudden you've got some adversarial force that will be using that movement to their own end. And I hate to sound, again, so cynical, and it's not only cynicism, it's studied cynicism. It's what's happened again and again and again. So, you know, philosophically, I think they make a lot of great issues, a lot of great points. The problem is, again, some agent provocateur is going to come in there and turn that thing around, or they're going to do something, you know, maybe that isn't so peaceful or whatever. I'm just guessing here. But these type of movements are really, really tough. I mean, just go back, for example, to Martin Luther King and look at the demonstrations that were done very peacefully for the most part with Dr. King. But look, the FBI was, you know, looking into that whole situation. That's pretty well established fact if you do any research. And you know, I'm just always skeptical of a groundswell movement that actually takes to the streets, because it gives the other side, let's say, the ability to come in and mess with it.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to agree with a lot of what you're saying. My views are a little bit different in terms of the Tea Party. I think that philosophically, a lot of them have some really good ideas. You know, a woman who's very, very involved in it by the name of Kimberly Fletcher, who has an organization called Homemakers for America, was on our show on the Business Talk Radio Network, and I do have to say that a lot of her ideas really, in my mind, make a lot of sense. David, we've got 3 minutes left. I hate to ask you to do this in 3 minutes, but I'm a real believer in precious metals, protecting people, investing in purchasing precious metals. Don't use the word invest. People purchasing precious metals to protect themselves from financial disaster. The markets are very strong right now. Give us your views, if you would, on the direction of silver.
Okay, well, I want to give you a background first. Sorry, Al, but you know, back at the Silver Summit in 2007 in September, I said that the whole system had broken down at that point. And that was from the August 2007. Remember, that's a year before the 2008 crisis manifested for the public to see. I said trust is the issue. And so now what's happened is trust is broken down from that point forward, and it continues to deteriorate. So what people do under those circumstances, the ones that are awake, alive, and can read and understand, is that they will go to a currency that has no trust issues. There's only two through recorded history, gold and silver, that have no trust issues whatsoever in any way, shape, or form. So long-term, buy gold and silver. On a short-term basis, hard to call, just for the record here at this show in Toronto. I think silver and gold may be slightly overextended at this point in time, but I think by the end of the year it'll be even higher than they are now. They could continue up from here. No one knows for sure.
You know, I think you're right for a lot of fundamental reasons. A lot of people think I'm crazy. When silver broached 1,000, a lot of people on our show said it'll never maintain that. I said, you're crazy. I think it will. Well, now we're touching $1,300. I think that people, because of their lack of faith in our currency and currencies around the world, I think with the continued economic turmoil that's going on, not only in the U.S., but also in I want to say Ireland, but I mean Europe. But let's talk about Ireland. I mean, the news that came out on Friday was pretty bad about that country, too. So, I mean, in general, we have economic turmoil around the world. If you factor in political uncertainty, wow, it's a perfect storm. Tell us about silverinvestor.com. 30 seconds, my friend.
Well, it's silver-investor.com or The Morgan Report, or the other way to find it is just Google David Morgan and silver, and you'll get there. I put a lot of free information out for everybody's benefit. We also have a member site that has a beginner, intermediate, and advanced service.
And you know what I have to tell you, as a reader of the site, it is very, very, it works really, really well. We provide a link to David's site on our website. If you're hearing noise in the background, changing the subject a little bit here, as you know, as I mentioned earlier, this program is originating from Toronto, Ontario, from the Cambridge House Investment Conference. The good thing about this for you folks, and especially for me, hate to be selfish, is the fact that I get to interview one-on-one, not over the telephone, a lot of our regular guests, who are not only regular guests on the show, but good friends of mine, people whose opinions I value. Big Al's going to be right back.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hey, welcome in here to wrap up the first hour of the Corlin Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. You know, our prior guests were really interesting people. Frank Holmes, fascinating guy. David Morgan, fascinating guy. Here's another guy that definitely falls into that category. Hasn't been on the show for quite some time now, but I do consider him to be one of my best friends in the business. I respect his intellect. We may not agree on everything, but you know what? That's what America is all about. It's a free country. John Nadler from Kitco. John, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Al. Thanks for having me.
Got a question for you. Starting out, you are accused of being the ultimate bear when it comes to gold. And I have to say, I'm not sure that that's really the case, is it?
Most certainly not. And let's start with the premise that, you know, defining a bear these days means that if you just go and say that gold might go to $1,900, you're an automatic bear because everybody says it's going to $2,000 and one penny. No, I'm a realist, and I'm one who believes in long-term reversion to the mean in all markets, and I think that's been eminently made clear by any number of asset classes over the historical run that, you know, markets have been tracked during. And I'm also a believer in core allocation without obsessing about price. And as I have always said in my workshops, frequently on stage, price is not the issue. It's a percentage of gold ownership that should matter to you.
I would agree.
That said, I challenge anyone who says, you know, anti-gold Nadler and bear gold Nadler and perma-bear this and that, to find a single commentary over the last 3 years of archived articles on Kitco whereby I state that you should run out and dump all your gold, where I state that you shouldn't touch gold, or where I say that you shouldn't have at least 10% in gold, which, by the way, is about double the allocation of what a conventional money manager would ever tell you to have.
you know, I remember when we were talking on the air before, and also when we were talking in Vancouver, when you and I and your son and Kathy were had a couple of cocktails together, that's exactly what you were saying. You were saying the question here is asset allocation, and it's asset allocation irrespective of price. And I would agree with that. I think anybody who goes out and puts more than perhaps 10% or thereabouts of their capital into gold, and I don't mean to say don't go buy gold from Kitco, but I think if you put more than 10% of your capital in the metal itself, I think you're nuts.
Well, look, it's again a perspective issue. I vividly recall the fact that during the manifest inflation that we had in 79, 80, 81, the most aggressive of Swiss money managers were telling wealthy clients, hey, 15% in gold? You might think about that. But we had manifest inflation. We had an oil embargo, Iranian hostages, Russia invading Afghanistan, gold at an all-time high. And still, the perception was that given those conditions, 15% was more than ample. So why should I go and advise anyone to put 30, 40, 60% into gold today when we know that all that would engender is extreme volatility in the portfolio and really, really some, you know, sad feelings were, in fact, other developments to come and take place. So in moderation in all things, of course.
Except alcohol. Anyway, having said that, I personally think, and I'm on the record of saying this 2 years ago in two separate written articles that were published by you guys at Kitco, I said, I think we're in the perfect storm for gold. And the reasons that I gave at the time were economic uncertainty, which is clearly the case today, both in North America and in Europe. I said, political uncertainty, which is, I say that because of the Far East, which is literally a powder keg. And my comment was, for those two reasons, I think the circumstances for investing in gold right now are perhaps better than they were in the late 70s.
Yes and no. And here's what I would say. Certainly you were, not incorrect in assessing the conditions a couple of years ago. And the beginning of this decade probably warranted, no more than about 5 or 6% in gold ownership. Once the advent of the, label subprime crisis came about, and we know what we got thereafter, there were justifiable reasons to ratchet up that ownership in the event that another component of your portfolio took a hit. And many did, obviously. Equities took hits. Real estate took a major hit. But here's where I will diverge from what you just said.
Okay.
The perfect storm was, in fact, 2008 and 2009 into the summer of this year. One storm in the U.S., as we know, resulting in the demise of everyone from Bear to Lehman, which almost threw us into the deflation pit.
Correct.
And the second storm was the Euro debt crisis, which obviously very few people were banking on. All that we heard in the beginning of the year was, oh, Dubai world. And then the so-called problem became a Euro-wide problem. But here we are. Conditions in the U.S. have returned basically above the baseline that's called normal, even though it's as sluggish, as fragile as can be. Europe is still here. The dollar is still on the scene, and so is the euro, which means that the perfect storm was there. We had our best shot at really getting to the inflation-adjusted high in gold during this period. From here forward, I would be willing to go out on a limb, if you like, and call a sell-by date on this decade-long bull market inside of 8 to 12 months. Not a price target, simply an unwinding of the crisis conditions.
John, the only reason here are the reasons that I would respectfully disagree with you. Okay, number one, I don't think I know the recession is officially over according to the numbers. Okay, but I think that the United States is still really, really treading in uncertain waters, and I say that for a number of reasons. Okay, one of the reasons is I don't think that the real estate market, which represents a real source of consumer spending, is going to come back for probably, I would say, 3 to 4 years. Okay, number one. Number two, we have an unemployment rate, and let's forget about the unofficial unemployment rates, you know, put out by John Williams and folks like that. Let's just talk about the official unemployment rate, which is 9.6% right now. Okay, that's still bad, and it looks like it could be getting worse. Okay, I think in terms of political turmoil right now, I think the current administration is really on the precipice. I really do. I am seeing anger in the United States right now, on both sides of the aisle, I want to say, that I've never seen in my lifetime. I think those three things still bode well for gold. Now, let's look at Europe. Okay, yeah, the euro is still here, no question about it. Great news about Ireland yesterday, wasn't it? I mean, the Irish economy is basically on its, you know, on its backside right now. That doesn't represent all of Europe, but perhaps it's indicative of things to come. And the situation in the Middle East hasn't really changed any, other than it's gotten worse in the sense that these wonderful peace talks that President Obama is attempting to put together between the Israelis and the Arabs is going nowhere fast, and probably never will. That's the only reason I'm saying, in my humble opinion, I think my horizon is maybe a little longer than yours.
Yes, and I'm sure that you know, the uncertainties that we have been witnessing throughout this period, a lot of them will continue. There's no question about that. This is why I reiterate the maintenance of that 10% earmark going forward, and hopefully the same caution about, or wish if you like, about not having to ever cash in on this due to high performance, because that means somebody attacked somebody, or somebody collapsed, or some currency demise. I don't see the extreme events in either direction, i.e., I don't see a fall off into actual deflation.
I have to tell you, I agree with that.
So this inflationary environment might continue. It might remain under Fed targets. It is basically under ECB targets. The only place we have above target is in the UK at the moment. I also don't see the hyperinflationary development coming out of this. I think that they will skirt the precipice on both sides and come out roughly in the middle, perhaps with a little more inflation than might at first be desired. 3 to 4% could be an overshoot of Fed targets. I don't think we'll even get that. But everyone should recognize that falling off into the big D would be a far worse development than fathomable. It would actually come with that social disruption that everybody fears.
I don't think we're going to fall off the precipice, but what I'm saying here, and I'd like to bring you back in the second segment because I want to give you all the time to articulate everything you want to say. But so let's do this. It's the top of the hour. We got to take a break. We're going to hear the news, etc., and Big Al is going to be right back with John Nadler. Stick around.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.